Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the latest news on Sunday the 9th of October 2022. This week there are new language pages about Aiwu, an oceanic language spoken mainly in the Reef Islands in Tuamotu Province of the Solomon Islands, Yai, a Southern Oceanic language spoken in New Caledonia, and Dumi, a Kiranti language spoken in eastern Nepal. There's a new constructed script called Altus, which was devised by Paul and Mongo as an alternative way to write Lingala, a Bantu language spoken mainly in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and in the Republic of the Congo. There are new numbers pages in Wapishana, a Northern Arawakan language spoken in Guyana and Brazil, Yaknobi, an Eastern Iranian language spoken in the Yaknob Valley in northwestern Tajikistan, and Dumi, which we've already mentioned. There's a new page with family words in Urdu. There's a new Tower of Babel translation in Yai, which we've already mentioned. On the Omniglot blog this week, there's a post called Different Worlds, which is about Japanese stories called isekai, which means literally different world or other world, and the linguistic situation in such worlds, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the USA. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Ningato, a Tupi-Guarani language spoken in Brazil, Colombia, and Venezuela. There's a new Celtiatier post about words for flower and related things in Celtic languages. And on the Celtic Pathways podcast this week, we're digging into the origins of the word iron. In this week's Adventure in Etymology, we're looking into, examining, scrutinising and underseeking the origins of the word investigate. In other news, this week my current streak on Duolingo passed 1,900 days. And yesterday I got to 1,904 days. So with my previous 96-day streak, I have now been studying languages every day for the past 2,000 days, or about 5.5 years. In that time, I've completed courses in Swedish, Russian, Danish, Romanian, Czech, Esperanto, and Dutch. I also finished all the Spanish lessons, but then they added a whole bunch of new ones, and I'm working on those at the moment. I'm also refreshing my Japanese and Scottish Gaelic. Do I speak all these languages now? Well, yes and no. I speak some of them fairly well and can at least have basic conversations on the others. Some I understand and can read better than I can speak or write. The one I know the least of is Romanian, which I hadn't studied before and tried to learn just using Duolingo. I found it difficult trying to work out the grammar and there were no explanations. Recently, I've been using Super Duolingo, formerly Duolingo Plus. Normally, you have to pay a monthly subscription for it. But I can use it for free, thanks to people who have signed up via one of the links on Omniglot. For each person that signs up, I get a free week. So I'm very grateful to all of you who have signed up so far. Would it be worth paying for this? Maybe, if you can afford it. You don't have to worry about making mistakes, as you don't run out of hearts in the lessons, except in the crown levels, and you can practice your mistakes and take tests. Have you tried Super Duolingo? If so, what do you think? You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.